You're looking at Lean from 2005, a work that Rachel Whiteread made by casting with plaster of Paris the interior of cardboard boxes. Whiteread's practice is incredibly articulate at fusing vernacular forms with personal as well as universal human experiences and memories. In this case, the impetus for these sculptures of boxes came from a very personal moment in Rachel Whiteread's life when her mother died suddenly from a routine exploratory operation. It took Rachel and her sisters a whole year before they could bring themselves to go examine the contents of her mother's home. And when they were there, they found that they were surrounded by boxes. In particular, there was a box that Rachel found, a cardboard box, that stored objects from her childhood. She started to pay attention to this box, and the container really held memories, but also held many objects in people's lives, that it actually was a vehicle for transportation, for objects, for shipping, for many aspects of daily and contemporary life. And she became interested in how to make sculptures that related both that incredibly minimal form of a box, as well as the fact that a box held infinite possibilities. So she took the most standard casting material, plaster of Paris, and created these boxes by basically layering the plaster material inside the cardboard boxes so that it got every little groove of that corrugated cardboard. You know that feeling when you get a box and you can feel those grooves. She also was incredibly interested in the way that boxes were both uniform and not uniform because of how cardboard is malleable. As you look very closely at this constellation of shipping boxes that look like they held maybe art or maybe a shelf, who knows, you can see how they all form these kind of irregular shapes and how they have the appearance of a very minimal and abstracted form, but they also have a lot of detail and a lot of experience of the box itself, where it was broken, where it was bended, where it was shaped. And she was really interested in the idea that boxes represent this sort of happenstance feel, both in the composition of the work and in the terms of how they're handled and how they're moved around. It's a declaration of the process of their construction, both the box itself, but also her casting process.